Good morning. Welcome to Word and Life, our second session. My name is Tom Heck, and I'm one of the members of the steering committee. And I also do a fair amount of work with audiovisual stuff, like the website and the recording. So if anybody can't hear, raise your hand, and we'll try to talk louder. Is that good? Trying to be. The sound from this microphone comes out from speakers over our head. And the issue is we don't want to get feedback, so we try to arrange things so that they won't feedback. Well, I have a couple of quick reminders, and then you can have a seat if you want. Tim Burnett is with us, as I say, and I'll be introducing him shortly. My first reminder is about cell phones. Please turn off your cell phone if you have it. Make it quiet. Thank you. Next, we have something called short announcements. And for that, we do have an interesting offer from Ann Steinmetz, who likes the idea of sharing your excess. And she's very good. Stand up, Ann, and you can go to the mic there and explain to us what your idea is.
So one of our chapters says, do I need this now? And I don't know about you. I like traveling because I only have one suitcase. But when I go home, I've got all this stuff. And I left over there a cushion, you know, that you sit on, like if you have hemorrhoids or whatever. It's very comfortable. And a blood pressure monitor because I seem to have two of them and I only really need one. And if anybody here knows someone who needs one, or wants to take it home, just take it home, because I don't need it now. And if you have something that you want to bring that you think somebody else might like to have or could use, bring it, and I'll put the sign there, or I'll have someone put it there when I'm not here. The thing is, I think you should take the responsibility to take it home if nobody needs it now, because
we don't want to leave an attic worth of excess material.
Yeah, don't do that. But
here,
but you might find something in your house. When Keith died, Nancy started putting out stuff at our church that was maybe half a bottle of something over the counter that he took and she doesn't, you know, something that would help somebody. Anyway, that's my announcement.
Okay. Well, Jackie Reed is here just to remind me, to remind you that she has brought more of her poetry books here, and I think they're freebies, aren't they, Jackie? Until you run out of them. Okay. So she offered some last time, and they went fast. So there's good poetry floating around here, folks. Good. Next thing we have is the meditation that we're going to have about, a minute or so of just quiet time. And that can begin with the sound of a gong and end with the sound of a gong. I'd like to introduce our speaker and also say a little something about the movement that he is kind of coordinating here in Santa Barbara called The Way Collective. Tim Burnett, in addition to being the curator of The Way Collective, is a dreamer, a process philosopher, a contemplative teacher, and a theologian. He has spent over 15 years reflecting on the evolving Christian faith and has just defended his doctoral dissertation in spiritual renewal, contemplative practice, and strategic leadership at Claremont School of Theology. Isn't that a wonderful topic for a dissertation? Tim embraces the theopoetics. I don't know what that is. As a lens for seeing the world. Might have something to do with poetry, however. Right. And with a practical emphasis on communal formation, beauty, aesthetics, and contemplative Christian spirituality. He describes the Way Collective as a community of shared practices and values, not dusty creeds and doctrines, I might add. There's a difference, you know, and we'll find out more about that. Tim is a husband, a father, a writer, a musician, an avid reader. His interests include vinyl. I want an explanation of that. Vinyl records. Okay, thank you. Food, philosophy, poetry, guitar tones, baseball, and all things on the fringe. He is an advocate for love and reconciliation across boundaries of faith and non-faith. He agrees with Vonnegut that you can see all kinds of things from the edge that you can't see from the center. Although, he adds, sometimes it helps to be centered out on the edge. I want to read to you just a few things that are on the website of the Way Collective to kind of give you a sense of what that's all about. Birthed out of a community called First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, that has had deep roots in serving Santa Barbara for over 125 years, the Way Collective is a new movement that is embodying a deeper and more holistic view or way of living in the world, one of connection, contemplation, critical thinking, creativity, and compassion. How's that for a collection of C's? It sounds similar to what's on our own website. Those of you might have dropped in to read the Word and Life website. Let me quote from our own. For the past few years, Word and Life has aptly described itself as thoughtful Christians in search of mature faith. But for a growing number of our longtime members, Word and Life today has become something much broader and deeper, a compassionate community for contemplative living and learning. We're close, Tim, we're close. The Way Collective, again, according to his website, regards life as an adventure in peacemaking and becoming. This means that nothing about life is static, and we are always invited to be growing more fully into our true selves. The Way of Jesus is a living, dynamic, generative tradition. It is always about transformation and new life. We find that any religion that shifts to the mode of self-preservation in this day and age is moving in the wrong direction. By inhabiting the ancient wisdom tradition of Christian spirituality, as well as drawing from the other great ways of being and wisdom traditions available to us, we are a community that is welcoming to people of all beliefs, backgrounds, sexual orientations, gender identities, perspectives, and convictions. Together, we hope to embody a new possibility for spiritual community today, one of unity and hope amidst division and despair. We're so pleased to welcome Tim. Come on up, Tim, for our blessing. Yes, indeed. It's right behind you. So, you know, you're going to block us. You know? Okay. Yeah. Don't block us.
We bless you as you share your gifts of spirit, light, and insight. We welcome.